Okay, so we're starting with some of the halachot min hagim, actually, of Yemei HaSefira. First of all, I wanted to start with a very interesting point that Harav Rabbi Misalanim Netivot Shalom, he brings in his sefer on the aspect of Shavuot. He says that just as when it comes to Shabbat, the highest level of Shabbat would be towards the end. It's called Re'avad Ra'avin. In basically what it means is the time of Et Ratzon. The highest level is towards the end. When it comes to also, imagine during all the 30 days of Selichot, during the month of Elul, then you have Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, then you have Yom Kippur. The ultimate culmination, the climax would be at the time of Ne'ilah. Shabbat, as I mentioned, during the Suda Shlishit, during that time, highest level of Shabbat is Re'avad Ra'avin, would be at the time of towards the end of Shabbat. The same thing when it comes to Chag HaShavuot would also be towards the end. That means we had the whole idea of Yetziat Mitzrayim, but Yetziat Mitzrayim was not an entity unto itself. It says Be'otziach Ha'etam Mitzrayim Ta'avdun Et Ha'Elohim Al Har Hazeh. The whole idea was Yetziat Mitzrayim was that you should come to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu on to receive the Torah Al Har Hazeh, on the mountain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. So therefore the ultimate was Shavuot. So that becomes also Re'avad Ra'avim. So therefore he says Tismeru Chamishim Yom, the 50, even though that we only count 49, but the ultimate would be the 50th day, that is when we receive the Torah. That's why he says that is Chag HaShavuot Hu Bechinat Re'avad Ra'avim. So just as when it comes to he mentions when it comes to the day of Shavuot, says this is the concept of Shiva Shavuot Temimot, that you need seven weeks that is supposed to bring out the Jew from a state of impurity, just as when it comes to let's say Isha Nida, you need Shiva Nekiim, 7 days of purity. So the same thing would be for the Jewish nation as a whole. You need 7 weeks of passing, and every day is supposed to gradually cause the Jew to elevate himself to eventually reach the highest level of Tahara, that would be the day of Shavuot. It says that just as when it comes to Shabbat Kodesh, it says that the Bechina of Shabbat Kodesh is the night is Kiddushin, the engagement of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The day is Nisuin, is the marriage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And then towards the end of Shabbat, Suda Shlishit, at the time of Mincha, so that becomes Bechinat Yichud, that Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they go to the enclosed house. That's the Yichud of the Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means they are one and united with each other without any other people being there. So that, by the way, anyway, so this is the Bechina of Nisuin, that through the Torah and Israel becomes one and the same with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means we become united with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the day of Shavuot. So that's a nekuda that is important for us to realize, that every day is supposed to bring us to a higher level of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So till eventually the ultimate will be the day of Shavuot. So anyway, so we know that during this time, officially midin Torah, there is no any restriction at all whatsoever. Midin Torah is the days of Simchat, just the opposite. We came out of Egypt, and that's why also very, very interesting nekuda that Sefer HaChinuch mentions. He says that the night of Yetziat Mitzrayim, ultimately we don't count the Sefirah. We start the night after. So let's say we came out of Egypt the 15th of Nisan in the morning. So we start counting the night of the 16th. Then one night after we came. How come not that the same day? Yetziat Mitzrayim says the whole idea is that one evening, the night of the Seder, we are supposed to emphasize on Yetziat Mitzrayim, physical, being saved physically from the Egyptian slavery. But then starting from the night after, already that's already finished. One evening is specifically dedicated for thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu from our physical freedom. But already the night after, we know that this is not it, this is not where it's supposed to end. It's just the beginning that is supposed to lead us to the Chag HaShavuot. So this word, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Therefore, we are supposed to count 50 days. The one evening, designated for physical freedom. Already from the day after, we're supposed to go to the ultimate, which is the receiving of the Torah, that is spiritually we became free individuals. So this is Midoraita, there is no Yemei Avelut. However, at the time of Rabbi Akiva lived at the time of the, around 1800, actually about 1900 years ago. So he lived right during the time, after the time that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. So at that time, Rabbi Akiva, we know at the age of 40, got married based on the promise of Rachel, Bat Kalba Sova. He promised her that, they spoke to each other, and if she said that I see the tremendous potential, he promised that if he's going to learn, she said that if you're going to go learn and I'm going to marry you, and they got engaged and he went and he learned. So the Peshad is after 24 years of learning, dedication at the age 40, that means he comes back at the age 64, now he has 24,000 Talmidim. So a person might say 24,000 Talmidim passed away, all of them, within 33 days, after 24 years of dedication. So within the 33 days, they passed away. So by the Sephardim, we know the Yuli Chol HaMoed, there is no Minhagei Avelut anyway. We are allowed to listen to music right after the holiday of Pesach is over. So there is going to be certain limitation. Some people, by mistake, they imagine this to be like the 3 weeks Yemei Avelut during this, the 3 weeks of between Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. However, it's not similar at all. There is only a few restrictions that we have, and that's about it. So anyway, so number one, I wanted to also emphasize a little bit regarding this Nekuda. Rabbi Akiva, the way he was able to deal with this issue, anybody that, we say every day, why is it that in the morning a person all of a sudden brings the rooster and we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave an understanding to the rooster to be able to distinguish between Yom and Laila, to distinguish between day and night. What's the big deal with the rooster? So it's very interesting, Nekuda, that the explanation is given that it could be that the day before the rooster had other people coming after it. Let's say animals, we was chased after by dogs and cats. He was able to survive. The next day in the morning, a person might be depressed. Well, what was my day like yesterday? Total mess. So, but however, early on in the morning, by Amud HaShachar already, with the first light, the bright, and gets up and starts croaking, so the praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says that this is the way, this is supposed to be the attitude by all of us. That is one of the blessings of the morning, Birkat HaShachar. That even though that the day before could be that the person did not have a good day. That man perhaps not having a good day means according to what we imagine a good day is supposed to be. So nevertheless, comes to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a bright new day that sings towards Hashem, that the day passed is day passed. And whatever it had should not have whatever happened should not have an impact, negative impact on me. And I'm supposed to be very cheerful and very happy. So this is why we come to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the crock of the rooster. That we have to have the similar attitude. We have to have the similar feeling. That yesterday is yesterday, last week is last week. Today is a new day with new opportunities. A person should not be depressed. A person should see the brightness of the day. So therefore, this is the attitude of Rabbi Akiva. A regular person will come after 24 years, let's say a person got $24 million. 24 years of working in business, he was able to you know, collect and get and make major deals. He was able to get $24 million. Then all of a sudden, at the age, let's imagine 64, and within 33 days, one deal after another deal, everything gets to be lost. So a normal person would say, at this age, I'm good for nothing. So a person will get depressed. Khalil Abakhas, other things will happen to him. So on a normal circumstance, that's a normal attitude. That's what we, at least we see. So however, comes Rabbi Akiva and he says, no, nothing doing. I'm not going to give up. A normal person would say, probably I'm not cut out to be a Rosh Hashiva. Probably God doesn't want me to be a teacher. There is no other explanation. About 24,000 Talmidim. Biggest yeshiva has 6,000 Talmidim, 7,000 Talmidim. Over there, Rabbi Akiva has 24,000 Talmidim. So almost 2,000 years ago. And then he loses them within 33 days. Now what do you expect? He says, no. The Gemara says that all of a sudden, no, he didn't give up at all. He said, just the opposite. Certain tragedies do happen. There is a lesson to be learned. But at the same time, the Torah has to continue. A person cannot give up. They cannot go on without learning from a rooster. Yesterday was yesterday, today is a new day. So I have to be positive. So immediately he gets five rabbis. He says he took Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar. So, and he started teaching them again. And from this, he started again the new generation. He says, Vehem she'emidu et ha-Torah b'ot ha-ador. So these are the rabbis of the generation that they were able to establish the Torah once again. So that the world should not be desolate without Torah, without the Torah knowledge. So therefore, this is a major, major lesson that Rabbi Akiva, who was positive in general in his outlook, was able to deal with this tragedy that could have been taken as a personal message that perhaps you are not good enough, you don't deserve, etc. No, Rabbi Akiva went beyond expectation that the person, this is the way to behave, that just the opposite. I'm supposed to continue and not go based on these negative messages that a person could otherwise be impacted negatively. No, the Torah has to continue. I have the knowledge. I have to start teaching. The same thing would be in any other aspect. When a person is hit with tragedy, the person is not supposed to say, oh, so therefore it must be that this is a lesson that God wants me not to do it. Don't go after these things. Just the opposite. Person is supposed to continue the ways of Hashem, even if, let's say, a person comes the first time he comes after a while, a person makes a decision to come with a car to the synagogue, and then he's parked, whatever he's parked, and he gets a ticket, or somebody, he has a car accident, Khalila. So whatever, the car gets damaged or totaled. So this is not a message that a person should say, oh, must be that God doesn't want me, that's a sign of rejection, so I should give it up. No, this is not the message that a person is supposed to get. Just the opposite. There are certain times the person has difficulty, and could be that you are worth so much that sometimes there are so many stumbling blocks. So Avraham Avinu was going to take Yitzchak Avinu to Haran Moriah. So on the way, three days of different types of nisyonot, challenges that he had, that he was, maybe I made a mistake, maybe I'm not supposed to do it. No, the Satan put it on his way, but he understood. The message is clear, I'm supposed to take my son to Haran Moriah. So this is the attitude that a person who has. Nevertheless, because of the situation, Shelo Nagu Kavod Zeh LaZeh, on their level, they did not give sufficient respect to each other. So this is what it happened. So therefore, derecheres kadma Torah, we are supposed to work on our midot, on our character traits, to be able to improve them before the day of Matan Torah, which is as I mentioned, the climax of these days. So there are only a few limitations. The few limitations is that these days, a person up until by Sefaradim, up until 34th day of the Omer, which is around 20 days away from now. Today is the 14th day of the Omer, so 20 days from now. So up until then, a person lechatchila should not get married. If it is a must, the night of the 24th is going to be the 34th day of the Omer is going to be on a Monday. So officially a person on Monday. If not possible, Sunday night is also feasible. But Bedi'eved, if they already registered or booked it during the day, is also Bedi'eved is possible. But officially, anyway, there's a limitation, as I mentioned, not to listen to music. So this music is going to be up until all 33rd. That means already Saturday night will be the night of 33rd, day of the Omer. That Saturday night already the music can be listened to, proper Jewish music, till the end. That means by us, the music aspect is going to be finished the night of 34. But even within this time, that we are not supposed to listen to music, but nevertheless, if there would be a cause of breed, or there would be Pidyon HaBen, or Siyum Masechta, or Bar Mitzvah, so they would be allowed to bring, let's say, one piece man or whatever it is, to be able to enhance the Simcha. If anyway there is a Simcha, this aspect of limitation does not exist. Also, you could have, let's imagine, Hachnasat Sefer Torah. It would be allowed within this time to bring music, and after this time is not. By us, Sephardim, is once the 34th comes, everything else is going to be lifted and taken away. So that means the limitation of marriage is not only on that day. That day and onwards, 34th day and onwards, a person would be allowed to get married. So as far as that would be one limitation. One limitation is marriage, because it's not good time. But nevertheless, let's imagine, officially speaking, it's very interesting, Nekuda, that he says, in Yesh Chashash Sheyavo Lidei Surim, Yesh La'akel. Let's imagine for two of the heterim that there is, that if there would be a Chatan and a Kalla, and by them postponing the date would bring them to certain violations of Halacha, so he says you would be allowed to be lenient for them. You don't need to be Machmir if it's a question. The Chumrah brings you to be lenient in other areas. The stringency that causes the leniency in other areas, certain times not worth the stringency. Every Chumrah could have, as a result, other kulot, other problems and other issues. So a person has to look at the whole entire package. What's going to be the result? So sometimes pushing it too much is going to have a negative result. So that would be one instance. Another instance would be, he says, let's say, if they are already age 20 and they did not fulfill yet the mitzvah of Purur Vu, says they would be allowed to get married during the time of Sefirah. But nevertheless, the custom is to ask them to postpone it. But officially speaking, it's not Isur, it's the custom, it's the Minhagei Yemei HaSefirah. So that would be one instance, the Minhag of getting married. Second would be listening to music, unless it's for a simcha of let's imagine also if it would be it would be a brit. So there are three bala brit. Let's say you would have Avi Ben, Mohel, and the Sandab. All three of them would be allowed to get a haircut, and as I mentioned, they would be allowed to bring music also on that day, even though it is within this time. A person would be allowed to get engaged, and just the music aspect and also the dancing aspect should be avoided. A person would be allowed to sing, to himself without musical instrument, but that's to himself, or the tefillot could be with the singing, and is encouraged that the person should be in a. When it comes to tefillah, that's a different thing. So, the second, another nekuda that a person during this time is supposed to be careful about is about haircut. Haircut and shaving, generally shaving they didn't speak about generally because they did not shave basically. But nowadays would be gilua hazakan and also getting a haircut. Getting a haircut and shaving would be also till the 34th day of the Omer. That aspect remains the same. 34th, that Monday morning would be, the date of 34th day of the Omer would be allowed after Shacharit, that the person wants to get a haircut, would be allowed. Miksat Hayom Kekulo. But let's imagine this aspect does not apply to women. because it's very interesting, Nakuda, that they bring that by women also already, if a person imagines, let's say, when it comes to Avelut, Bar Minan, if somebody is sitting Avel, let's say, for one of the seven close relatives passed away, Chalil Bachas, after Shiva, a woman would be allowed to get a haircut. A man is not allowed to get a haircut till after Shiloshim. And if it's his parents, two people have to tell him to go get a haircut. But that's the difference between men and a woman. A woman after Shiva already could get a haircut. So because of the fact that it's either for her husband or if she's interested, let's say, to get married. But that aspect is only when it comes to... So therefore, the avelut of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, which is from 2,000 years ago, cannot be more stringent that a personal Khalil Bechas Bar Minan, an individual that passed away within a person's own family, so a woman can get a haircut. And also children could get a haircut when they are less than 12 or 13. Harav Belsky says, and also others, that if you would have, nowadays they have CDs, voices without music, Acapulco, that they would say that is not proper. Yeah, it's only a few days that a person should listen to lectures. And very good. Yeah. So the answer is like this. So two things. One nekuda is regarding listening to music in a car for children. Let's say if, on a normal circumstances, if a person, parents, would be alone in the car, you would never come to listen to such a music. So this music is only in order to calm down the children, so that will be allowed. That means on a normal way, do I listen to this music? No. This is for kids. So therefore, you're putting this type of music for the kids, either in the car or at home, to keep them busy, but it is that they should listen to Jewish music and keep them busy. So, and keep them calm. So therefore, that would be allowed. And however, from 7, 8 years old onwards, they should not listen to adult music. Kids, let's say less than age 6 or 7, you could even put for them in the room, let's say regular Jewish music, because they are too young. But once they reach the age of chinuch, the recommendation is given, Rabbi Belsky says this, that a person should not play for them. But that's only, I would say probably, adult music. Kids' music would be allowed, because it's only for kids. So the...
Say, Anshel Moshe, for like for 10, 11 years old, can he watch Anshel Moshe music video?
Maybe Rabbi doesn't know.
They have some like videos, Jewish videos that is becomes music. Can they watch it or not? Like 11 years old, can she watch it?
I believe probably is to certain extent. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. Okay. So let me finish with a couple of more halachot. So number one, by Sephardim, to begin with, afilu chol ha'moed, we could get we could cut our nails, but Ashkenazim or machmir, unless for a woman who's going to use the mikveh, but during the Yemei Sefirah, there is no limitation as far as cutting the nails is concerned. It's only haircut, and it's only for men. And
we can cut the nails. Right now, we can cut the
nails. Yes. Regarding Birkat Shechianu, so he says Birkat Shechianu. There is no. He says that you would be allowed to say Shechianu whether during the week or on Shabbat. Is only regarding buying new clothes. That's the only aspect. If it is, sometimes a person needs a new clothes, so you buy it. If it does need a Shechianu, let's say by men, only when they wear a suit, and it has to be something similar to this for women, that is very nice dress, so then they would say Shechianu. So that would be preferred that they should wear it first time on Shabbat, and they should say the Shechianu on Shabbat. But the other aspects, there's no other limitation. Some imagine, I cannot move to a new house, I cannot buy a house, I cannot go into contract for business, I cannot buy a car. There is no such things. That maybe some of them applies during the 9 days, but the Maaseh or the 3 weeks, but the Maaseh has nothing to do with the Yemei Sefirah. This is basically all what it is, during Yemei HaSefira, a person would be allowed to, as I mentioned, go into contract, buy whatever you need to buy. Is only this aspect: listen to music, getting haircut, marriage, and Sheikh Yanu is also allowed to be said. Besides that, there is no other limitation. What people imagine, that again is based on the 9 days. You are allowed to paint a house. A person would be allowed to do Chanukah Dabayit, just the music, don't put music. Seuda you could give. And if a person does say the Torah, it would be also anyway Seudat Mitzvah. So basically that's about it as far as the limitation is concerned. So if a person would check that the food is, let's say, it's not something that was refrigerated or frozen, and it's not something that always was in the market anyway, that's a new produce that they harvested and is in the market, and a person didn't have it for the past year, you would say on a Sheikh Yanu, but you have to do proper research. Other than that, on a new suit, you would say Sheikh Yanu, Bein Bachol, Bein Shabbat. You could say it either on Shabbat or on the weekday. Okay, so that basically is it as far as the basic minagim of the Yemei HaOmer. Anybody has questions?
If a woman buys these shoes before,
You could even buy now.
You can even buy now?
Yes.
And even if a wedding is coming, if she wants to go and buy a dress, you can buy the dress too?
If the wedding is after 34th day of the Omer?
No, it's going to be on
May 5th.
Yeah. It's before Shabbat.
Yeah.
Can you go and buy it?
But wearing it, if it's a very nice dress, you should wear it on Shabbat, or unless you put it after the Lamed Dalet, the Omer, you wear it then.
But we have to say Shabbat for that.
If it's a nice dress, it's the proper thing to say.